Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. You did. Please, you and then we'll come over here. And then.
I wondered if you could talk about emptiness, the empty essence of things. Emptiness meaning empty of permanence or singularity, in relation to what you're saying.
Our Buddhist colleagues, our friends who are Buddhists, would follow a teaching that talks about shunyata, talks about the void, talks about emptiness, and would propose it as beautiful. We talk about exactly the same thing, but we don't call it emptiness. We call it purnam, which means fullness. So we're not speaking of emptiness, we're speaking of fullness. But they're the same thing.
I think in Buddhism it also suggests a fullness.
Good.
It's the English translation that has landed upon that word.
Okay.
But it means a boundless, limitless richness of everything.
Mm.
But not permanence, separation, singularity.
Yeah.
This kind of thing you're already talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wondered how you could talk a little bit.
I can. About the permanence, it's a very relevant question for another spiritual tactic to come to the mature realization. If we just consider your life, if we don't consider the universe or the cosmos for a minute, if we consider your life, then your life is about 90 years long-ish. So in that life, is there any permanence? Is there anything which is permanent?
Awareness.
Good.
Continuous.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is useful to see that as permanent in your life, because that brings a great deal of understanding. Never mind after death, never mind. In your experience, it is right to say everything's passing, everything's moving, everything is falling away, everything's impermanent, except that which we were discussing over here, which is not falling away. And is not varying and is not altering. So let's just recognize where we are, and let's just recognize this existence, this life, because that's what you're facing. In this life, there is permanence, there is stability, there is ground, and there is security of awareness itself. So I'm promoting an understanding of permanence in this life. And that appreciation can bring a person much progress.
So from that ground, we're able to engage with all the different forms and the ups and downs without becoming identified to the waves.
Quite so.
The thoughts, the emotions.
Yeah.
We've recognised that they come out of that ground, go back into that ground, but
yeah. Quite so. It's the ground which is vital, it's the ground which is bright, it's the ground which is the freshness of existence and life. And as you have said, every moment, every day, trillions of things rise and fall within that, all fine, all to be dealt with, all to happen. But all that movement of impermanence is the human experience within the category of ground, which is the constant, and therefore is the I, and therefore is the I am and the I know. And that's the discovery to make in this life.
And that's the challenge for us with our Western language of I, you, other. We concretize the I, don't we? We keep misunderstanding and fixating, even in the language. It's like a...
Yeah, the I. The I, in the condition of ignorance, the I is the activity. In the condition of realization, the I is the ground of the awareness. And that change, that gap, that difference can be defined as awakening or realization. Coming solidly into that. So it's like all the time, it's never not changing that situation. That situation is the constant. And I must add something else. I know there's two more questions. as well as saying those big categories of what I said was reality or God, existence, consciousness, there is a third category, which I haven't mentioned this morning, which is ananda. In other words, joy. Vedanta is brilliant in saying infinity is literally bliss, and they're the same thing, because it's limitation and boundary which causes suffering. Infinity, endlessness, is bliss itself, is the actual property, is literally bliss. So consciousness, this isn't consciousness, this freedom we're discussing, carries along with it joy and happiness and brightness and the sense of freedom, because it is the security of permanent ground in this life.